Biggie Trouble was, she went blind. She couldn't see.
Yeah.
And she just went on a slip. Yana with my brother and I go back and forth up there to Greenville. Except till she died. She kept no racket or nothing. With no moving paintings or nothing. Had nothing to wake on. We put her in the hospital. And the doctors relieved her. And they had no complaint to give her. Just a solid body, but it's old. The age. It's old.
Who's the woman that looked after her there? Did she have did they have women in the hospital that looked after her?
Oh yeah. I tell you why it was. The general hospital.
Uh-huh.
Well now they let her went over to my brother there in Greenville. And my brother and his wife, that's why she died right in their room. And I was up there the day before she died. She never showed nothing. Of no ill. Just laid up there and died. Time out. Now I could give you his name. He lived on Sydney. His name is Major. His wife's name B after. They read on Sydney, angry.
B after.
B after. That's his wife. Everybody called him Sundown for the nickname of them gambling people started that. But his real name is Major. And anybody know him? He's been on the south end of Greenville. For many years.
Yeah. Now, how many did you have? How many children? How many?
I've got one boy that I got by a man daughter when I was young.
Uh-huh.
And he's in New York. His mother lived there too. She married a railroad man and left her in good shape. Big woman, but she hadn't left her daddy when she stuck on to me, you know. And that's the way it happened. She got him pregnant. And she had that boy there. Now he's here with mama, spent 3 nights from New York over here on the place with my mother. And stuff for me to come pick him up and came to his granddad to live over there front of school. Because he got a big place over there, his granddad. He did now. His name Lonnie, working in a post office in New York. Call him Lonnie. Just about my size and height. I picked him up here 4 or 5 years ago. From mama, he went over there and spent the night. He wanted to stay with me, but I got him on annoyance to my wife. Was it what you call an unlegal child? But he said to me when I was coming
away. He was a what? He was a...
What you call him? Some people call him bastards, then.
Yeah.
That's the shape of it. He said to me, coming, he said for me to come pick him up in my car. So I went to pick him up from mama and get him some money to help him back. So she waited till I got ready to drive off and called me back in the house. She said, just before you go, come here, I got a word for you. So I went in the house on my dad. She said, me and your daddy both gave him some money. I said, did? She said, yeah. She said, Donnie, do you have anything to give him, help him off? Let's make him. I said, well, money looks scarce with me. She said, let me give you $10 game. She gave me a $10 bill. So I get a time before we got out to the road, come by my house. So he said this to me, I'm telling you just what he said to me. He said, Donnie, I wanted to spend a few days with you before I go back. And I said, did? He said, yeah. And I wouldn't say nothing about encouraging, you know. What happened? He asked me another question before I got to my over with him. He said, you ever told your wife anything about me? I said, oh, no, I would never mention you. Then he knew that something up for me to not say no more. He knew that it wasn't proper for him to come in and bring that up here. That he's my child, you know. This girl was young and my daddy. My wife, what I meant to say. This girl, how is you now, John? A mile for that white man, that girl come out there and send some boy up to my house for me to bring her back. Stuck on, what you call stuck on to you, and that's the way it happened. He's mine, too, just like this. I wouldn't say, come on, and then he never would come from over there to his granddaddy to visit me, but he told me coming from mine, he said, I sure want to visit. So I know you, my daddy, myself. I said, how you know? He said, all my ways, just like you. I watch you. He's a man. He got 3 children. Then he got a good line. Wait, you got him waiting me in the post? He make a lot of money himself. With the postmasters.
Yeah.
In New York.